Well, it only suffices to say that, again, you screwed up, because if your hands were 4 inches from the ground, your head would be certainly much higher, and you would not be able to dial the phone with your nose. So, another mistake on your part. Again, it's haste makes waste. I think you've heard that many times in your life, Mr. Chemist. Haste makes waste. And it also proves to make a real shitty message on your part, riddled with a bunch of, mistakes, to say the least. So I suggest that you take a little bit longer in, you know, time to prepare your outgoing message, if you do in fact want to fool the rest of us out here in the peanut gallery. Uncle Bob says hi.
End of message.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Magic, live the dream. Let's go down to Groovy.
rest of the nation. I have to use the air in the sun. Well, I don't need a lot, for a little I got. They know a lot of movies. Baby, give me a lover, shot. Well, I'm on my way back home. Baby, I go.
Don't realize that the obstacles that we place in front of us are the things that they're not like bricks and they're not boards. They're not physical apparatuses. What they are thoughts, ideas, attitudes, consciousness. And the attitude, the consciousness, the awareness of I want this to happen, I want it to happen now. And if it doesn't happen, then I am going to blame somebody else for it. Or anger or hatred or bitterness or any of those kinds of things. Any of those attitudes immediately block the flow of the God force into your life.
So
it is hip-hop. People dance now. You know, you can just, it's called doing whatever you want to do. It's called doing whatever you want to do. It's called doing whatever you want to do. Called doing whatever you want to do. Just get up. If we get to you, just get up and just throw your arms in the air. Throw your arms in the air. Throw your arms in the air. Throw your arms in the air.
I hope that doesn't start too soon.
Robinson, customer service. Y'all need to get through your thick heads and pay your bill. Pay your...
touch your soul. Then you say you know that I'm for you. When you had a choice of quite a few. But you just picked out what you wanted. And it was me that you said you liked. And I must admit you got the taste. So pretty, alright. I wanna see a change in you, baby. Wanna see a change. This girl is gonna make you pay. I wanna see a big change.
offered some service, shed some light, healed some wounds, rekindled some hope, or stirred some rung of apathy and indifference, or in any way along the way helped somebody, then this campaign has not been in vain. Understood, I'm eternally grateful. If in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I've caused anyone discomfort, created pain, or revived someone's fears, that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin, if my joy bell lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Can you say it again?
Oh, brother. I mailed an express letter to domestic relations on the road to my account. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I just said?
Uh-huh.
I included a federal return envelope filled to my account. And I want to make sure that way.
Did you say something? What did you say?
Why can't we get through?
I can hear you, but we're having some interference. I don't know, we had a couple tornadoes down here. In the last 48 hours. No, it's all right. There's no damage. Well, there's a little bit of damage. Nothing serious. But our phone lines seem to be just a bit jammed up. You said you mailed a federal...
Tornadoes in Dayton?
No. In Dade County. Dade County.
Oh.
Dade County.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Where do I find out
where
the mic...
Whether your account was closed?
Yes.
You want to find out your account's closed?
Pardon me?
You want to find out if your account was closed?
I want to find out if they received it, they closed it.
Let me transfer you to debt accounts, all right?
It's not dead yet.
Well, not yet, but I will find out if it was processed. All right?
All right, because they only received it.
I understand that. Let me transfer you. This will be Mr. Gonzalez, all right? Mr. Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez will be the next person you hear, all right?
And what is your name?
My name is Fran.
Pardon me?
Fran.
Yes, Stella.
My name is Fran. F-U-N-O-L-O.
Okay. Thank you.
That's pronounced Fran.
It's pronounced Fran?
Yes, ma'am.
F-U-N-O-L-O.
Oh,
right.
It's Norwegian.
Oh, okay.
Okay, isn't that interesting?
I just learned something.
Yeah, we get a lot of people ask me about that. But hold on, we'll transfer to Mr. Gonzalez, all right?
Okay, thank you.
We'll be right back. do.
Jim.
You know, the mainspring of this country, wound up as tight as it is guaranteed for the life of the watch. And who's watching? People like you.
Jim.
And you.
Barney.
People who are alerted and unafraid to waste the little time that I've scheduled.
She's doing okay, Jimmy. It's Paul, and I'm going to see Kelly in Valparaiso. How's work with you, Jimmy? 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 Jimmy?
Error, flaw, imperfection. Perfection.
The mirror on reflection has climbed back upon the wall.
Imperfection.
For the floor she found descended, and the ceiling was too tall.
Imperfection. Perfection.
Both themselves and also any fool who dares to tell the time.
Imperfection.
And the sun and moon will shatter, and the signposts cease to sign.
Imperfection.
Your trial.
Imperfection.
Imperfection.
End of message from...
Yes, Major Accent, I'm wondering if you could do me a favor. I know that you have some information that I'm interested in that I would like, and I'll be willing to trade for information, but what I want to do, I want to get Bill, the weatherman, or whatever his name is, the weatherman's home phone number. I found out that he lives at home with his parents, and it would be a lot of fun to sort of harass him at home. I have lots of homosexual things I could say. It would be real funny. Call his house at like 4 a.m. Dad answers the phone, and in penis boy's voice, ask for Bill. That'd be great. Or just he wouldn't know who's doing it, I don't think, you know, if I didn't do it right to him. Just to sort of harass him. But anyway, I won't tell him where I got it. There's no way he'd find out or anything. So just leave that in my box. And it'd be fun. You know, we need something to liven up the box. And he did a dirty thing on me, you know, so he sort of earned it. You know, when I sent that message to him, telling him the truth about Jamian and stuff, at least the truth as I see it, and then he went ahead and gave it to Jamian. What does he expect to happen? I mean, karmically, he needs something to happen to him, so just give me that number, and you have nothing to fear. I mean, just, you know, you've got nothing to lose. Just give me the number.
End of message.
My recipes on what I do with rice.
End of message.
If you're under 18, hang up now.
My It's your chance to join a last group of caring individuals. You can become one of the few left who can do something about this sad world we're living in. Do it now. We're almost out of time. Leave a new address today.
Thank you.
City.
Excuse me,
my
tracking number.
Oh, I don't have a tracking number. What I'm trying to do is get them to pick up a package.
What's up?
Nothing.
Today, November 19th.
Just put your attention.
What?
These papers, they look like they're all patchy. It looks like, what is that? Some kind of roll of toilet paper?
No, no. It's not a roll of toilet paper. It's just these papers. They do me.
So your damn roll of toilet paper. I guess you want to see me take a shit. I guess that's what you want me to do, is just get down right here, just crouch right down. Oh, no. Don't make me wait till we get to the men's room. Don't wait till we get to the damn men's room at Sears Airport. Oh, I can shit right here if that's what you want. I can...
Oh, yeah, I've been farting all day. I've been waiting for someone who wanted me to. Oh, that's what you want. You want me to. You want me to crouch down, pull my damn pants off, take my big hairy ass out of my blue jeans. Right here now, right in the damn car, right on the floorboard of your brand new 1982 Trans Am. That's why you're getting them papers out. You want me to take a damn shit. Well, that's fine. I'll do it. I'll unbutton my jeans right now. I can take damn shit. Yeah, that's what you want. That's what... No, man. It's not. There's these papers. All I want to do is smoke a joint. I don't want to... The last thing I want is for some greasy redneck to take a shit in my brand new... Oh, yeah?
Just recently, we wouldn't have had to taken up the Supreme Court's time with a discussion of whether the Pledge of Allegiance should have the words "under God."
Gentlemen, is it just me or my balls itch? So, this guy walks into a bar and he says to the bartender, "Can I use your phone?" Bartender says, "Sure." So he wipes his ass on it and the bar... What? Oh, shit. I just told you the punchline. Been telling this joke so fucking long I knew I'd fuck it up. Anyway... Want to hear something really weird? Squeedy doodly buck. So there was this man, he lived his whole life on Earth, and his name was Mr. Stevenson. When Mr. Stevenson was 8 years old, he asked another little boy if he would like a Hertz donut. The other boy said yes. So he hit him on the arm and he said, "Hertz donut." 5 years later, Mr. Stevenson asked another boy about his same age at that time if he would like a Hertz donut. When the boy said yes, Mr. Stevenson stabbed him over and over again in his eye and his cheek with a pencil, saying, "Hertz donut." Over the years, Mr. Stevenson did very well in school. On graduation day, he was sat next to another young man who, like Mr. Stevenson, had earned high marks. When he asked the boy if he would like a Hertz donut, the boy said, Not if you're gonna stab me in the eye with a pencil. I wouldn't even touch you, said Mr. Stevenson. So when the boy agreed, he presented them with a photograph of the young man's fiancée at a bachelor party on some guy's table, fucking herself with a beer bottle. As tears filled the young man's eyes, Mr. Stevenson was heard to say, "Hurts donut." A few years later, Mr. Stevenson got a job as a sales clerk in an electronics store. Within a year, he was caught stealing and immediately incarcerated. When he asked his cellmate if he would like a Hertz donut, his cellmate said, "Yeah." So he gave him a Hertz donut. Over the years, Mr. Stevenson grew too old to take care of himself, so they put him in a hospital. One day, he asked the new nurse if she would like a Hertz donut. In anticipation of her response, Mr. Stevenson began humming and making smacking noises with his mouth. When the nurse smiled and said, "I know about you, Mr. Stevenson," Mr. Stevenson blurted out something totally incoherent and began to laugh. I've never understood this joke. But then I've never been to Earth.
You have been listening to Needle in the Red. This episode was called Imperfections. We heard John Prine's You Got Gold mushed up with Thrill Kill Cult Sex Explosions, Sex Explosion. And then we heard Girls on Film, that's the 1998 version, mushed up with the instrumental of AC/DC's For Those About to Rock. Paul material provided by Dan Krall, that's C-R-A-L-L, of the Krall Space blog. Procol Harum sang a modified version of Homburg. After that, we heard Rasmussen. More of Rasmussen can be found at page27.org. Devo's Jocko Homo was mushed up with Green Day. And after that, we heard Foreigner's Cold as Ice briefly mushed up with Frank Zappa talking about Jimmy Swaggart at a concert. The joke was from the film American Astronaut. More of that at www.billynayer.com. Nayer is spelled N as in Nancy, A-Y-E-R. And featured throughout, we heard Alexander T. Newport as Mr. 115, Ronald Redball, a bunch of squealing pigs, Mr. Chemist, the Bay Area Representative, Dog Slime Types, and also Janer Hypercletes. Thanks to all who contributed. And I guess that's it. That's it. That's it. And the other thing is that that this program was put together in the fall of 2005 by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. And they can be found at www.nationalcynical.com. Okay.